evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very much alive but very, very weary Michael Collins Piper. I think that's my name, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, D.C. It's Monday, December 18th, which means we're getting closer and closer to Christmas every day. Yeah, folks, I am here and I am alive. I actually expected to do this show live on Friday night, but you know what? I spent the whole day sleeping on Friday and all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I had the worst case of jet lag I have ever had in my life. If you don't know why I was out, you may have guessed why I was out last week. I don't know if it was really announced why I was out, but I was in Iran for the big Holocaust conference. And if you didn't hear about that big Holocaust conference, you probably were not paying attention to the major media in this country, because I understand it created quite a hullabaloo. I know that it was certainly reported in the New York Times and in the Washington Times and on the cable networks, so I'm assuming that it probably also was reported in some fashion in some of the big broadcast media in the United States. I didn't know that I was going to be going to that Holocaust conference for certain until actually Thursday afternoon, very, very late in the afternoon. And, of course, Friday was the day I took off for my first ever trip to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what a country it is, and what a conference it was. I'll be telling you a little bit about that here on the program tonight. A very long trip to that country, needless to say, and it was seemed in some respects like an even longer trip back. And like I said, I was very, very tired. I've never never experienced that kind of jet lag, but I am very much alive, although you can probably hear a little bit of roughness in my voice. That's just a cold, and believe it or not, I think I picked up a little bit of a cold in Iran. Yep, in Iran. It was snowing in Iran, if you can believe that. That alone is just a complete contradiction for the average American's point of view about that country, because it was snowing there, and it does snow in Iran, and it, in fact, it snowed so much when David Duke and I were heading to the airport on Thursday afternoon that we were afraid the snow was going to ground us in Tehran for another day or so. So this is this is just one of the contradictions about what one perceives about that country, at least what I've perceived about that country. And I learned quite a bit while I was there. And I can just start off by telling you here, folks, that don't believe what you read or see or hear in the mass media in America. My visit to Iran, no matter how brief it was, reminded me once again why it's so important that we have independent media voices like American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for on a regular basis, and of course the Republic Broadcasting Network that dares to bring you this program and so many other good programs that challenge the media monopoly in this country. Because I'm here to tell you, what you see and hear about the country of Iran is completely different in reality. That is, what you see and hear in the mass media in America, it's just so stark. The reality, the difference is so stark that it's absolutely amazing. Well, when we come back, I will be talking about that very interesting trip. I think you'll find some of what I have to say maybe a little bit of interest. So stay tuned and appreciate your patience during my absence. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, much to the dismay of many, many people, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Unusually warm here in the city today, here in Washington, D.C. And as I told you, it was cold in Iran. That, to me, in itself, was absolutely amazing because, you know, my image of that country, which, of course, has largely been shaped by the mass media in America, the mass broadcast media, television, obviously, in particular. My image of that country is more or less that it's a desert country. So you can imagine my surprise. Now, I didn't get into Tehran until 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, their time. So it was rather dark out, as you might imagine, and I was picked up at the hotel by a representative of the foreign ministry who took me to my hotel. I didn't know my way around there, obviously, but, you know, here I get into the hotel, and in the morning, I happen to go down for breakfast, and I happen to glance out the window and see some snow on the ground. And I say to myself, it's snowing? It snowed. There is snow here. Now, you know, this sounds like a very minor thing, folks, but, you know, I would have always liked to fancy myself as being a little bit more educated and more aware than the average American about the country of Iran and its climate and its people and so forth. But you know, this whole concept of the fact that it nose there absolutely startled me. And in the bigger picture, folks, that's why it's all the more important and the more interesting that we actually do really investigate above and beyond what we get in the controlled media in America, because, you know, and particularly about that country, the people and country of Iran, for the very simple reason that our so-called President George W. Bush wants to kill these people. He wants to blow them up. He wants to use nuclear weapons on their nuclear weapons or their nuclear programs. You know, of course, they say that they're not trying to develop nuclear weapons. George W. Bush says that they are. Even taking President Bush's word that they are developing nuclear weapons, the fact is the President of the United States wants to use our nuclear weapons on these people. He wants to kill them. I find that all the more interesting, in particular for myself now, because I've been there. And I want to tell you something, folks. I realized, again, how much my own perceptions about that country have been shaped by the mass media. I was absolutely astounded to get there and discover much more than the fact that they had snow. For example, I was astounded to realize that the people of Iran don't walk around looking over their shoulders. The people of Iran are living, breathing human beings just like us. They drive their cars, and my God, I've never seen such traffic in my life. They drive their cars to and from work. They live in houses and apartment buildings. You know, they eat in restaurants. They go to shopping malls. They do things just like we do. If you were dropped in the middle of that gigantic city, their capital city, which they say it could be anywhere between 10 to 14 million people, a gigantic city, you get there, you're not going to think that there are religious police running around. You don't get a sense that women are particularly oppressed. I mean, you know, let's face it, it's a different culture shaped by their Islamic religion. And, of course, that's very, very powerful in that country. But the fact is, you would hardly know the difference between, say, being in the streets of any other large city, whether in the United States or anywhere around the world. And as I say, I'm embarrassed to admit that when I got to that country, my perception would be that it was some sort of regimented police state. The funny thing is, I didn't realize that I would have thought that. But as I looked around and saw the people, you know, living their lives just as we do, I realized, you know, despite the differences, there aren't really that many differences. You, of course, would know you were in a foreign country because it's a different look to the people. But they have shops and stores. They're just like we are, except George Bush wants to kill them. And the reason why George Bush wants to kill them is because their leaders and the people as a whole have dared to stand up to the most powerful special interest group in the United States, the most powerful special interest group in the entire face of the planet, and that is the State of Israel and the powerful Jewish lobbies for Israel that exist in the United States and in the major countries of the West. That's the whole bottom line of it all, folks. You know, in Iran, they have free and open debate. They have elections over there. The elections may be not as free as we like to fancy that our elections are free here, but nonetheless, you know, they do have open discussion and open debate. There was even apparently some question, some debate within the Iranian government and in the ruling circles in Iran as to whether or not this conference on the Holocaust should have been held. But needless to say, it was held, and if you were paying any attention to the mass media in America, it was held to the great outrage of the most powerful people in the face of the planet. And I can tell you this much, and I'll be talking more about the conference itself, but I can tell you this much, even the news reports that appeared in the United States, the ones that I've seen, and I have hardly had time to review them all. I can tell you now that I've just seen some absolute lies published. Now, fortunately, my friend David Duke, who was there, spent quite a bit of time with David at the conference. In fact, he and I traveled back from Tehran to Vienna together. David has effectively responded to a lot of the lies and the misinformation in various interviews he's done. David gets a lot of media attention, and rightly so, I think, because David's a very effective speaker. He's a good-looking guy. He handles himself very well. And he's obviously very, very well-known. Now, admittedly, there are a lot of people who are jealous of the fact that David gets the kind of publicity that he does. Even among some of the people who were there at that conference, they were a little upset, frankly, that David was getting more publicity than they were. But, you know, that's how things work, folks. But in any case, David has been quite prominent in the media the last few days. Although there have been even attempts to silence him, even in the mass media, when they have actually dared to bring him on. Well, I'm going to have David on as a guest here on this network, here on this program, tomorrow night or Wednesday night, depending on what we can schedule, and let David give you firsthand his reactions to the conference and maybe some revelations from his personal point of view about how he was dealt dirty by the media, by people like Wolf Blitzer at CNN, I believe Blitzer is, and some of these other media networks, because what you see on television or what you see in print when people have been written about or interviewed is not always exactly what has actually happened. So David is going to be with us to give you some of his insights and some of his comments about the conference. So I know you're going to find that interesting to hear directly from David himself. He is probably one of the most controversial people in America. And, you know, the funny thing about it is David is just a regular human being like the rest of us. And, you know, the funny thing is they have attached the name KKK and Ku Klux Klan to David Duke, just like they've attached Holocaust denier to President Ahmadinejad of Iran, and just like they have attached all sorts of other inflammatory labels to so many people. You know, this is part of the whole game, the name game played by the mass media here in the United States and around the world. But, you know, the amazing thing about this Holocaust conference is that it was discussing the most controversial subject in the world today. That is, the very idea that someone would raise questions about events that happened during World War II. We've touched on that in this program, and it's to the outrage of many, I must say. But, you know, it is an issue that obviously is in the news and certainly worth discussing, if only because of the fact that it is now in the news. If it wasn't before, it certainly is now, and that's perhaps the most remarkable thing about this conference. You know, a friend of mine, very nice lady I know, I love her to death, she referred to the fact that I was at that quote-unquote awful conference in Iran. Very nice lady, one of the finest people I know, but, you know, like most Americans, she's a little bit misled, and I'm being generous in saying that. She's so misled about this whole issue of the Holocaust and really about so many other issues, because she has always been a product of the mass media. In fact, her late husband was a prominent Emmy Award-winning newsman and television producer, and these people are very good friends of mine. But she referred to this awful conference in Iran. Well, let me say this much about that awful conference. There was nobody at that awful conference plotting to launch nuclear weapons on another country. And I can tell you what, there's an awful lot of awful conferences being held here in Washington, D.C. and in Tel Aviv plotting to launch nuclear attacks on other countries. That's an awful conference, folks. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, a little rough voiced here this evening, but very much alive, coming to you from Washington here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I must say it is thanks to the support of a really good product called Headache Stay Gone that we are here on the air. Headache Stay Gone is my new sponsor. If you have not tried this product, it comes strongly recommended from yours truly, because as I always like to remind you, if you've never tuned into this show, you're going to find out here for the first time tonight, I was using and recommending this product before I ever had any idea that they were going to be my sponsor. So Headache Stay Gone, which is the all-natural cure for headaches, works. I used it again the other night after I did this show here. I think maybe the next to last program I did before I took off for Iran, I had a bit of a headache, and I took this product, and I want to tell you, that headache went away. Well, fortunately, I haven't had any headaches since then. No headaches of the kind that give you the headaches that you need a headache stay going for. But do try it out, folks. Check it out on the website, their website on the internet at headachestaygone.com, or call 1-800, that's an easy toll-free 800 number, 1-800-327-0727, Headache Stay Gone. Good product, folks. Talking about Iran, my trip to Iran, Another one of those places I've had the opportunity to visit, never expected I'd ever end up going there. And, in fact, it looks like I may be going back to Iran in the next couple months and under another matter altogether. But in any case, once we know more about that, I'll tell you about it. In the meantime, let's talk about what's happening there right now and what did happen there this past week. This conference that a friend of mine called that awful conference. And as I pointed out before the break, folks, you know, the people at that conference were, you know, people from all over the world. The way the media has covered it, it was a bunch of white supremacists. And, of course, they threw out the fact that David Duke was in the Ku Klux Klan 30 years ago. You know, it was made, the American media coverage would have had you believe that, in one respect, it was a Ku Klux Klan rally, throwing that reckless tag around about the fact that David Duke was in the Ku Klux Klan and the fact that David Duke was a speaker there. Well, David Duke and about 60 other people were speakers there. There were black speakers from Black Africa there, ladies and gentlemen. People from the Ivory Coast, I believe, and Sierra Leone. I don't have the complete program. The complete program actually, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't exist because there were changes on it. There were speakers there from all over. There were Asian speakers there from Asia. My very good friend, my dear friend, Matthias Chang from Malaysia. Chinese man. Matthias was a speaker at that conference. There were other speakers. There was another speaker from Malaysia, a very fine lady who I've had the opportunity to meet twice in Malaysia, now in Iran. She was one of the speakers there. People from all races, creeds, and colors, including the Jewish faith, were represented at this conference. One person in particular who may be familiar to many of you, I believe he's been interviewed on this network, Rabbi Yisrael Weiss of the New Jakarta organization. Now, I don't agree with the rabbi's positions in vis-a-vis the Talmud. We've discussed that here in this program. I don't agree with New Jakarta's endorsement of the Talmud, but nonetheless, they are an anti-Zionist organization. And Rabbi Weiss came all the way from Brooklyn. His colleague Rabbi Cohen came all the way from London. His other colleague Rabbi Friedman came all the way from Vienna, the Grand Rabbi of the Orthodox Jews of Vienna. They were among the honored guests at this program, and yet the American media says it's a group of anti-Semites and white supremacists. And we had several rabbis on the program, along with several black people from Africa, Asians from Asia. I mean, you know, this was one of the most wide-ranging international conferences that you could find in terms of the participation. And you know the amazing thing, too, folks, again, just to show you how the mass media in America, the Jewish-controlled mass media, the Zionist Jewish-controlled mass media in America lied about it, folks, because I want to tell you something. They would have you believe that there were a bunch of people there who were just spending all their time and spinning all their wheels, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust. Well, folks, the fact is that there were many, many people who were on the podium, who were on the program, who believe that 6 million Jews died, or many, many millions of Jews died, that they were deliberately exterminated by Adolf Hitler. But what made this conference unique is that there were both sides presented. For those who took the very firm stand that Hitler did indeed kill 6 million Jews, that he was the meanest man in the world, there were those who were there to challenge that. That's real academic, free, and open debate. And you don't get it anywhere else, but you got it at that conference. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. You know, they're so shorthanded down at American Free Press, I had to stop in today and help answer phones. That's part of the problem when you're just a little newspaper trying to survive, you know, trying to bring out the hard news and information that people need. A little shorthanded, so I was down there answering phones today. And I kid you not about that, folks. You know, to say Republic Broadcasting Network faces the same problems because, you know, although Republic is here broadcasting and bringing you my program and so much other good information, you know, you just assume that it all works. And, you know, you're fortunate that you're able to tune in your shortwave or get on the computer and go to RBNLive.com and get this programming. But there's a lot of things that go together to make this network work and to make it possible. One of the things that makes my program possible is this wonderful product, HeadachesStayGone.com. But, you know, you need to help RBN with your contributions and with your donations, your regular pledges, by patronizing products that are available from RBN. You can go to the website at rbnlive.com. There is a lot of work involved in keeping these independent voices alive so that I can come on here and tell you what really did happen at that Holocaust conference in Iran, and so that David Duke can come on here and tell you from his perspective, some of the inside stories about his experiences with these media titans who misrepresented his work and misrepresented what was happening in Iran. You know, these lies are just incredible, folks. The lies that came out of that awful conference. And, you know, I want to hit that point again. This awful conference, as my dear friend Sharon called this conference, you know, we weren't sitting around talking about launching weapons on anybody. All we were doing was talking about history, real events in history and supposed events in history. Now, of course, there's a lot of people who've talked about these events known as the Holocaust who were in jail in countries like Austria and Germany. My friend David Irving is in jail. Historian David Irving is in jail in Austria. Ernst Zundel is in jail in Germany. Germar Rudolph as well. Thousands of people have gone to jail over these various laws governing freedom of expression and freedom of thought. Laws that have been enforced in these countries since World War II. The thought police have installed them in those countries, and they want to install them in these countries today. Those who dare to violate those laws, those people who dare to speak out, they will go to jail. One of the people at the conference in Iran spent 7 months in jail in Germany, Frederick Tobin, the very highly articulate figure from the Adelaide Institute in Australia. Frederick spent 7 months in jail in Germany. This is what's happening, folks, and that's why this conference was so important, because, you know, people criticize the government of Iran and say, well, the president cracks down on freedom of speech among his own critics in that country. But the fact is, his critics in the West are no better, because independent scholars, peace-loving, law-abiding people can go to jail in Germany and Austria and Switzerland for just daring to raise questions about the Holocaust. Now that's a Holocaust. That's a Holocaust of free thought. And for these powerful Jews who fund the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and I mean powerful Jews, ladies and gentlemen, powerful Jews who fund the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee and all these pro-Israel political action committees, these are the people who are sitting around having awful conferences. These are the people who are demanding that American men and women be dispatched to be killed in Iran, just as they've been killed in Iraq. The figure is almost approaching 3,000 people in Iraq today. Now, those kind of conferences held by AIPAC and the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress, where they sit around and decide how and why American kids, American men and women, should be sent to fight in foreign wars that don't have anything to do with America's interests. Those are awful conferences, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing awful about any conference where people get together to freely discuss and debate issues. And as I say, that is precisely what was done in Iran. And I can tell you this much, that even though the mass media in America painted this conference as some gathering of evil, white, racist, neo-Nazi, Hitler-loving apologists for Nazism, you couldn't have found more differences of opinion on just the issue of the Holocaust itself and on the issue of Zionism in general than you could find at that conference. Now, I spoke at the conference, ladies and gentlemen, very briefly. I had originally been invited to be on the agenda. Then, due to some confusion, I wasn't on the agenda. There was a lot of confusion there at the conference. A lot of people didn't even get their visas. I was lucky to get my visa at the last minute, so I was actually lucky to then be actually invited to speak once I got there. And I made the point at that conference that, if anything, I had found very quickly, just as I'm telling you here now, that there is a wide-ranging array of opinion regarding the Holocaust and what did or did not happen. And it's never been an issue that I have focused on in my writings. And yet, at the same time, although I've never focused on that issue, I have been repeatedly called a Holocaust denier by people such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith who wanted to redirect attention away from what I have really written and spoken about. So, you know, they called me, as I said at this conference publicly, I said, you know, I have been called a Holocaust denier so many times by so many people, that is, people associated with groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, that these days I say, well, I am a Holocaust denier. Because if that's what it takes to rattle the chain of the people who want to put us in chains, then by God, let's all say it. Let's all say we're Holocaust deniers. Because if they're confronted with everybody saying that they're Holocaust deniers, they're just going to be so busy, they won't know which way to turn. But I pointed out one thing that I pointed out on this program many, many times. I'm tired of hearing about the Holocaust. I bear no responsibility for it, for whatever did or did not happen. But it's constantly being crammed down our throats. And that's why it was so remarkable to be standing at a conference sponsored by a national government, in this case the government of Iran, standing at this conference attended by so many thoughtful, articulate, and argumentative people from all over the face of the planet who came there to discuss these issues, to be greeted at a special assembly at the presidential headquarters. We were all brought there. The foreign visitors were brought to meet the president. I, of course, met President Ahmadinejad before when he came to New York City. But a big highlight of this trip was when we were all brought together to meet the president. You know, it was interesting. The people surrounded him like a movie star. You know, it's a very interesting phenomenon. You know, here's this man who is supposed to be so evil, and yet he is so articulate, he is so gentle, and he is so gentlemanly. And he was treated like a movie star. It was interesting to watch it. I saw a group portrait taken with him. About 20 people surrounded him and crammed together, everybody laughing, including the president of Iran. Everybody crammed together to get a group portrait taken. I can't quite imagine George Bush in the same position, and I can also tell you that George Bush's Secret Service agents would never let it happen. Again, one of these little striking contradictions about this supposed police state over there, this authoritarian state. Very, very interesting. Needless to say, as I've already pointed out, there were so many people there with differing viewpoints, you would be amazed to see how many different emphases or approaches there are among so many different people to the subject of the Holocaust, which again totally contradicts this idea that everybody was in lockstep, that everybody was on the same page, that there was some sort of grand conspiracy to get Israel or to try to defame the state of Israel. You know, no one ever looks at it from the other side of the coin, that maybe there are some people out there who are a little bit concerned about the fact that an entire people, the Christian Palestinians and their Muslim Palestinian brothers, have been dislocated, that they've been taken away from their land, they've been forced off their land, and their land stolen out from them, from under them, and an artificial state called Israel constructed there. No one ever looks at the possibility that when President Ahmadinejad supposedly talks about wiping the state of Israel off the map, they don't read what he really says. What he really says and what he said the other day when he spoke to the assembled people there at that conference, when we were visited him at his presidential hall. What he said was that his vision of the demise of Israel is similar to the demise of the Soviet Union. In other words, that political structure came to an end. Now, the people are still there. The land is still there. The buildings are still there. But there's no longer the communist regime, that communist regime that fell, that brought down the Soviet Union with it. That's what President Ahmadinejad was talking about. That's the point he drove home when he spoke to us the other day, saying that he does predict the end of Israel. But, of course, the way that's treated in the mass media in America One would believe that President Ahmadinejad was getting ready to launch nuclear bombs against dear little Israel. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. Well, we do have a couple callers, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them up. Let's go to Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Michael. You know, I disagree with you on some of the Holocaust ideas, but I wanted to tell you this quote. You know, it's Voltaire. It says, I may disagree with what you have to say, but I shall defend to the death your right to say it. That's Voltaire, and I just thought that was interesting because...
Well, you know what's interesting about Voltaire? He's also been accused of being anti-Jewish. Everybody in the world has been accused of being anti-Jewish, and I guess he's just another one of the ones to get hit with that label. Well, I'm just curious, when you say you disagree with some of the Holocaust stuff, what do you mean you disagree with?
Well, I believe the official version of events.
Don't. You know, I'll tell you what, I know what you're saying, and you know, I understand it's easy to believe the official version of events. The problem is, and as I say, I'm not an expert on the subject, never pretended to be, would never pretend to be, but I am reasonably literate, and I've read lots of books on both sides of the issue. And I can tell you, very, very simply, that when you start looking at the specifics, when you start looking at the detail, and you find that the devil is in the details, you find that the official story just isn't what it appears to be. I can assure you of that. That's what's so scary about it, because, you know, I can sit down and read the standard version of what supposedly happened during the Holocaust, and yet, as I say, when I start looking at the literature written to counter it, you find that there is much more to the story. So I would suggest, Joe, the best thing to do is do a little bit of research on your own on the Internet. You can do that for free. And you'll find that there is a lot more to the story.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, at worst, I think that there was a lot of exaggeration.
But you know, let me tell you something, though, Joe. Do you know you could go to jail in Germany for saying that?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that goes to show you what the problem here is.
Right.
If you said that in Germany, you could be jailed.
Right. And it's,
See, that's where the problem is here, and this is what these Jewish organizations like the ADL, the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, they do want laws like that in this country, and we've already got police state laws like the Patriot Act in this country, and I'm here to tell you that the key organizations involved in putting the watch list together for the federal government for Homeland Security, they are groups like the Anti-Defamation League. They've had a lot of input in this police state legislation the Patriots are opposed to. So you see, they get in the back door by using this issue of the Holocaust and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so insidious. That's why it's so dangerous. And that's why it's so wonderful that President Ahmadinejad has done precisely what he's done. To put it bluntly, he has given these powerful Zionist lobbies a great big middle finger and said, I am going to defy you. I am defying you on the one big thing that makes you tick. So as far as the Holocaust is concerned, you know, whether, you know, it's no big deal whether you, as you put it, agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, Joe, I think if you do a little bit of research, you'll find that the story is not what it seems. The story is not what it seems to be.
Well, I think that's possible, but is it, I mean, how far can you take that, is what I mean.
Well, see, now there, that's how far can you take it? That's a very subjective thing. Like I say, the best thing to do is just do a little bit of research. There's so much on the subject now on the Internet, much to the dismay of all these people that want to limit the Internet and want to put people in jail for putting things on the Internet. It's all out there to find, you know? And, you know, I tell you, I think the bottom line of it is, for any American, is the fact that we need to protect our right to freedom of expression here in this country, because the people who've succeeded in getting these totalitarian laws and in other countries, you know, are doing the same thing here, are trying to do the same thing here. These hate laws that we hear about, these are just part and parcel of this whole thought control mechanism that comes along with these laws that denying us the right to think and speak freely in so-called democratic nations of the West about this issue regarding the Holocaust. So, you know, they want to control our minds. They want to redirect our thoughts. They want to constantly bang this Holocaust drum. So, Joe, all I can tell you is just check it out.
Is it okay? I wanted to ask you one more question.
Yeah, you hang on for the break. All right, this is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. We are wrapping up this hour. Stay tuned for more.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Gentlemen, welcome back. I would be so remiss in not telling you that when the Iranian Foreign Ministry very kindly hosted a farewell dinner on the last evening, they took us to their beautiful headquarters overlooking the city of Tehran. And guess what was on the front lawn of the Iranian Foreign Ministry, the Foreign Ministry of the Islamic Republic of Iran? A lighted Christmas tree. Now, of course, that's not a crucifix or a nativity scene, ladies and gentlemen, but it was a lighted Christmas tree on the official government property of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Think about that, folks. Do you think you would find a lighted Christmas tree No, you wouldn't, folks, but there it was. I saw it with my own eyes. As I arrived in that bus with David Duke sitting to my right, a delegate from Black Africa off to my left, and Rabbi Yisrael Weiss from Brooklyn sitting right behind me. Had a very nice chat with Rabbi Weiss on the bus. What a conference. Lots of people with lots of differing opinions about a very controversial subject that if you discuss it in certain ways, you'll go to jail. They want to do that to us in this country. Well, we have Joe on the phone here, folks. Joe, you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
First, real quick, I wanted to say I agree with you 100%. I think people should have the right to speak freely about the Holocaust, whether I disagree with them or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, there were obviously a lot of people there, and I was wondering if you had a chance to speak at all with, I believe he was there, Alexander Baron?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did speak with him very, very briefly. In fact, he was one of the last people I saw before I left. He and David Duke and I were chatting, yeah. Very interesting guy, very articulate guy.
Yeah, I was wondering because he seems to be one of the fairly level-headed people that's into Holocaust revisionism.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. And as I say, there were so many people there. I mean, a lot of people I've known for a long, long time. People, you know, those big conferences, you really don't get the opportunity to spend all the time you want to spend with so many different people. But a lot of very, very nice people there from all over the world, and they were not, none of them had horns, so far as I could tell. But one would believe from the media coverage that you had some of the most evil people assembled on the face of the planet. One gentleman who I got to know fairly well during the conference, John Bernhoff, I believe his name is, from Sweden. Very nice fellow, very soft-spoken, very mild-mannered guy, very friendly guy. Married, I believe, to an Iranian woman, but he's from Sweden. He lost his job because he attended this conference. He teaches computers, but because he attended this conference, he was fired from his job. And there are probably will be other ramifications for other people in other countries and maybe here as well. There were only a few people here came from the United States. I'm not likely to lose my job writing for American Free Press, but God only knows what other kind of pressure could be applied against me just for retaliation. Who knows? It's a very scary thing, and what a shame that we would have to leave our own beloved United States to go to Iran to seek freedom of speech. Well, Joe, listen, thanks for your call. Apologies to James from Austin. We couldn't bring him up. Ideally, we're going to have David Duke here tomorrow night or Wednesday night, and we're hoping to get Jim Condit aboard to discuss Malachi Martin. So we'll have a full schedule this week, folks. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for your patience during my absence. It's an interesting experience going to Iran, and it'd be great if more Americans could do it. Find out the truth, not the lies of the mass media. All right, folks, stay tuned for more right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good evening.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.